My name is Fiona Hughes. I'm the artistic director of Three Notched Road, the Virginia Baroque Ensemble. Three Notched Road is in its 10th season. We perform in Stanton, Charlottesville, and Richmond, and we're recording a pandemic time recording. The CD will be called Shining Shore, Songs of Early Virginia. It's our specialty in early American and particularly Virginian music. So this is a death march from the Oratorio Saul by George Frederick Handel. And of course, we all know Handel, the writer, the composer of The Messiah, and a lot of famous works. But this piece, I think, is not as well known today. However, in early America, this was the piece that was played at funerals. It was played at George Washington's funeral. It was played at Thomas Jefferson's funeral. And it's just a gorgeous, stately march from a funeral scene in this oratorio by Handel. Why was it so popular? I mean, probably it was so popular in America for the same reason that The Messiah became popular. You know, he's the great English composer. Obviously, he was originally from Germany, but he was living in England at the time. And so it really shows the English heritage that we have here. I think the early American context, we're really looking to see what did everybody at that time know? And then also just picking our favorites, right? We're arranging this piece, so instead of timpani, we'll have harp giving that sort of rhythmic pulse, and there will be cello and no trumpets, no trombones. I think actually it's trombones in the original. No trombones, no flutes, just violin, cello. And it really works out very well. It's one of these pieces that is sort of orchestrated to be bigger. But the understanding is that in early America, they really did whatever instruments they had. And well, this is true of all early music, really. Whatever they had, that's what they went with, you know. If you didn't have a vocal part, or your alto got sick, you substitute a violin. Your bass gets sick, you substitute a cello, etc. We're enjoying our sort of small version of how these pieces could have been done, you know, in England with the orchestra. Well, we're not in England, so we don't have to have an orchestra to do this piece. We'll be finished recording by mid-December, and then it's just a question of you know, is there a backlog? Is everyone recording right now? How many editors are available? All of those kinds of things to consider. But we hope early in 2021, you know, spring. And if you check out our website, www.tnrbaroque.org, then you will find all the information on there.